So then, I'm still trying to think of a bad job. I mean, that was kind of bad, but it was still enjoyable because I'm thinking, I'm going to watch some action at the strip club. And, you know, a little too much for me, a little too much. So then a little later on, I got a job as a driver as an escort service in North Carolina. And that was a pretty cool job. Is that what I'm supposed to be right now? Let me check my desk. Yeah, we'll go with it. So I start working as a driver at this escort service in North Carolina. And I walk in and I'm interviewed by this crazy Turkish gypsy woman. And she's just nuts. And I'm thinking, she's crazy. She's fabulous. No, she was fucking nuts, man. Just plain fucking crazy and mean and could be evil, you know. And she had this dog. He was part pit bull. And they called him Little Man, Big Man, whatever. It doesn't matter. He's fucked up just as she was. They were a perfect couple. It's like her kids were scared of this dog. The escorts, we would go over there and sit. We were scared of the dog. The kids are like feeding. When mom would go on a call, they would take a bag of bread and like actually make the trail to the bedroom, trying to get the dog to go inside the bedroom so we could lock him in there and we could all be safe and breathe again, right? So, little man, big man. And then there is the, and she's also trying to get me to go out on calls. And I'm like, I told her the stripper story. I was like, I don't do good in high heels. And she's like, Angie, your feet and your hands, they make you, what, $50, $60 a night? Huh? $50? Your mouth, that mouth can make you $75. You don't have to fuck them. You give them a good head job. Give them a good blow job. No, that'll make them happy. I was like, I'm going to drive the car. I'm just going to drive the car. My job is to deal with the cops. I hate fucking cops. Don't get me started on fucking cops. That's got to be the second most repulsive job in the whole world. Second to fucking parking meters, okay? Meter maids. Meter maids, too cowardly to be cops and too lazy to be post office workers. How low can you go? Fucking cops. Nothing without the little pen, pin, and a gun. Pen, pin, and gun. They pulled me over once for a concealed weapon. Well, they pull you over because they have roadblocks, and they found a part of a broomstick in the door. And they were like, this looks like a concealed weapon. I'm like, it's part of a broomstick. Grandma used it. So they detained us for an hour and a half. Me, 29 years old, with everyone's under 24 in the car, all dressed up really, really sexy in a couple of trench coats. 3 o'clock in the morning coming from the trailer park. Where you been? Party. It was a dress-up party. Yeah, so anyway, to go further with the story, I get caught with this concealed weapon, so I fixed that. I put an axe in the car. They pulled us over after that. You think anybody said anything? No. No. Not at all. Never questioned us. Like I said, and then we're going back to E's house. Also, the other problem with the job was the our phone receptionist who took the calls would either give all the good calls to E, or she'd give me the good calls to her best friend, who was also an escort, and give us the trailer park calls where you don't get really tips, and she would send everyone else to the golf resort because we were near Pinehurst, and all these nice golf resorts with one earned net cash. So she sends us to the trailer park where we have to deal with like a Teletubby TV Timmy, who weighs about 350 pounds and never gets off the bed, and he's always wanting to trade his TV for a trick. You know, it's like, we'll walk in the door, the girl will fail to get the money at front. He's got like $90, it's $125, and he wants to give us a TV. It's like, what else do you have? Because that's my job. What do you have? He's like, I got a jar full of change. Well, we're getting closer. So we took it. So to end that little thing, actually, the pit bull ended up attacking the phone receptionist. It made me quite happy. I loved that moment. She's like, he bit me. I was like, you let him out of the room and put your arm in front of his face. Like, you gonna do anything? Nah. So that made me quite happy. How did I get out of the job? Oh, God. So my last day on the job. It's like I walk in because E has chased off everybody with her bad attitude and her bad business and all kinds of stuff. I walk in and I'm going to quit the next day, but I decided maybe I should quit today. Because I walk in, she's got 2 new girls working for her. One of them is pregnant, and one of them has a glass eye. I'm like, the quality of service around here has really gone down. And I look at her, I was like, she's pregnant. And she's like, yes, there is no room in the front, but there's plenty of room in the back. That's the kind of person she was. I also heard her say one day on the phone to this girl who didn't show up for work, if you don't come into work right now, I'm going to come over, punch another hole in your ass, and make you work double time. True feminist. So, and I'm like the girl with the glass eye, whom I don't know if she had a really good glass eye or a really bad glass eye, but wherever you went, it followed. And I don't know if that's a good attribute for glass eye or not. You know, it's kind of like I could be on this side of the room and this eye is focused, but this eye is like teetering over here like that. And it's like, what are we going to fucking do with her? You know, she's going to have to, like, stay low or something because she's laying down getting the goodies and she's having a lot of fun and one eye's in ecstasy and the other one's following the fly on the wall. That's going to freak someone the fuck out. And also, I do not want to go on this call because if that eyeball pops out, I'm going to have to go find it. Because that will be my job. That's my job. So I'm still trying to rack my brain, the worst job that I ever had.